it's still too soon to say definitively what group or which groups were behind these attacks, but they exhibit a number of the trademarks of al-Qaeda. First, the multiple near-simultaneous explosions, and then there's the claim of responsibility on an al-Qaeda-linked website. And the focus on economic damage, both in the timing, with the G8 summit underway in Scotland, and also the location, a bombing in the heart of London's financial district. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this look at how the London attacks compare to established patterns of al-Qaeda-linked terrorism.
Last year, with the Madrid train bombings, confusion raged for several days as to whether the attacks were the work of al-Qaeda-linked terrorists or whether they might in fact be blamed on the Basque separatist group ETA. Today, by contrast, the consensus was swift and near unanimous. Terrorism officials and experts are dismissing suggestions that the London bombings could be the work of anyone other than al-Qaeda. Here's why. First, the posting on an Islamist website. Within hours of the attacks, a group calling itself the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe claimed responsibility. The claim could not be verified, but Michael Scheuer, former chief of the CIA's Bin Laden unit, says it is consistent with past Al-Qaeda communications.
The phrasing in the website, as I read it, is Al-Qaeda's nomenclature and verbiage. They claim it's a raid, which is much like what they claimed in New York and Washington. And the Alcala website was frequently used in the early years of al-Qaeda to get Bin Laden's messages across. Probably more of his letters and statements have appeared on that website than appeared on Al Jazeera.
Then there's the coordinated nature of the attacks, 4 bombs in less than an hour. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism analyst at the RAND Corporation.
Certainly, this type of simultaneous assaults, particularly on mass transit and infrastructure, bears all the hallmarks of al-Qaeda operations.
Hoffman points out that al-Qaeda has long favored the tactic of near-simultaneous attacks, from the 1998 bombing of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa, to the 4 hijacked airplanes on September 11th, to last year's Madrid explosions when 10 bombs struck 4 commuter trains. There are other signs pointing to al-Qaeda, including the possibility, not confirmed, that these were suicide attacks, and there's the overall target itself, London. The city's security officials have previously said they viewed an attack as inevitable, in part because of Britain's close political alliance with the U.S. Today, Brian Paddock of London's Metropolitan Police said his teams have been preparing for years for exactly this sort of scenario.
London has always been a terrorist target, and we are clearly shocked by what has happened today, but we're not surprised at what's happened.
Bruce Hoffman points to another potentially significant aspect of attacking London. It's in Europe.
And indeed, the center of gravity for al-Qaeda operations is shifting and focusing very much on Europe. Even if the terrorists only have to pull off one major attack a year, last year Madrid, this year London, we can see the absolutely seismic effects that it has in reigniting and regenerating worldwide fear and concern.
An aggressive investigation is now underway in London. Right now, there are still more questions than answers about how the attacks were carried out and what precise role was played by al-Qaeda. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.